So good morning. We'll look today at one of the mitzvahs, one of the 63 mitzvahs in this week's parsha, which is very topical. It's also this week's parsha. It's also this time of year, and it also touches on a mitzvah in next week's parsha as well. So we're talking about the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer. Also tells us this week's parsha to start in Lachen, count for yourselves with Machros HaShabbos. From the day after Yom Tov, the day after the first day of Pesach, 7 weeks. As far as I'm looking, count for yourselves. It comes along the Gemara in Menachos HaSamachei and makes the following cryptic statement. Uspartem lochem, count for yourselves. What is count for yourselves, says the Gemara? Shetehei tefira lekol echol ve'echol. There should be accounting for every single person. So the Gemara picks up on the Lashon Lachem, the plural form, and makes this statement that the plural, Svartim Lachem, count for yourselves, and the plural indicates Shetei Tzvira, the Kol Echot Ve'echot. There's a mitzvah Tzvira on every single person. Now, what exactly is the Gemara getting at over here? I mean, most mitzvahs apply to every single person. What's the Gemara? What's the Gemara getting at? So Tosfos straight away contrasts with another mitzvah which involves Tefillah. Comes along Tosfos and he says that Gabi Yodim Ksiv V'Safarta L'Chol. There's another mitzvah of Tefillah. There's a mitzvah to count years. To count 7 years, 7 years, 7 times, until we arrive at the 50th year Yodim.
Yusuf.
Okay, it's a pasuk in next week's parsha. So it tells us we're going to look a little bit more at the nature of this obligation. But the Gemara, the pasuk says that you should count 7 years, 7 times, like the Sefiras HaOmer, 7 weeks, 7 times, 7 years, 7 times, so there's 7 Shemitah cycles, and then at the end you get to 50, which is the year of the Yom. Now over there, points out places, the wording of the pasuk is a little different. Instead of this plural form that we have in Sefiras HaOmer, the start of Lachem, count for yourselves, which the Gemara says, Lachol Echol Be'echol, over there, the Pasuk says, the Safarta Lachol, count for yourself in the singular. Based on the Tosfos, the Chazal understood that these two mitzvahs are a different type of obligation. And the mitzvah of Yovel, the Safarta Lachol, count for yourself in singular, is something which applies, is incumbent upon one particular bottle. It's not incumbent on every single yachid to count these 50 years, and that's why Mr. Goffman hasn't heard of it, because it's not something that's incumbent upon every single yachid. Rather, are based in karma, doesn't respond. This obligation is something that lies on the representatives of the tzibur, one body, the basin. They'll count these 7 years 7 times until we arrive at Yoyim. Masha Enke, Sefiras HaOmer, since the Pasuk says it's Spartan, Lochem, in the plural, as Chazal said, that the Kol Echol Be'echol, it becomes individual obligation. Every single person has to count. So that's what lies in this duke of Chazal, the Kol Echol Be'echol, it's an individual obligation as opposed to the counting of Yoyim, which is an obligation not on every single Yoyim, but simply lies upon the basin. Now let's investigate a little further. The Shulchan Aruch, when he brings this uses the word U'mitzvah al kol echol lispor la'atzmo. It is a mitzvah in Sefiras HaOmer for every person to count for himself. Lispor la'atzmo, not just the Lashon HaGemara, it's a mitzvah al kol echol be'echol. He uses this maybe slightly sharper Lashon. It's a mitzvah for every person lispor la'atzmo. What lies in this?
So the identity of Tzibur.
Oh, that's exactly what we want to look at now. Comes along the Magen Avraham, and he explains the wording of Shulchan Aruch, quoting a Tshuvas HaRashba. Response of the Rashba, where the Rashba says, when he's talking about Sefiras HaOmer, the Rashba says a sentence where he says, well, if you want, you could hear the bracha from the Shliach Tzibur, and be good to say the bracha from the Shliach Tzibur. Says the Magen Avraham, let's look carefully at this Rashba. What's the Rashba saying? He says, if you want, you could hear the bracha from the Shliach Tzibur and be yotzei the bracha from him. Sounds like says the Mogen Avraham. The Rashba is saying, if you want, you could hear the bracha from the Shniyas Tzibur. But the counting itself, that you'll have to do yourself. The bracha is just the preamble to the mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah itself, it's before the mitzvah. The bracha you could hear from the Shniyas Tzibur. But the counting itself, you'll have to do yourself.
Okay.
Like the Rashba, that's the Lord. This is for the Atzmoy. In other words, over here, to sharpen it more, the normal law of Shemir Tawine doesn't apply. Why? All based on this original Prasha Shepheid Sphere and the Cholet of there, that every single individual has to count. It means he has to count literally himself without coming on to the help or halachic support of somebody else and be yotze with the mechanism of Shemir Tawine. No, he has to count himself.
Let's define what means count.
Okay, yeah.
What, counting can mean a lot of stuff. The simple way is saying numbers.
Yeah.
Then another, no, I said bra, and then I just say something like that.
Okay, yeah.
Right now, what Allah said counting is? Because if Allah said count, pronounce,
yeah.
Right now, people who cannot talk, oh, they're not count. Because in this case, maybe I will assume that somebody can count for them. If you cannot count, not count mentally, you don't know what means 7 versus 9. Well, I know what 9 means.
Right. But you just can't articulate
it. It is one question.
Yes.
And that question, I would like to have patience because it will cover another exact. About women.
Yeah.
Because we have traditions that women not count, and a lot of women in this community count.
Okay, so the second question is much easier to answer.
Okay, fine.
The first question isn't so clear. The second question, we'll just say that, you know, obviously, may Ikar Adin, women are not obliged to count through Zoyim, because it's a mitzvah to say, Shazman Grammar.
And the Rambam said no.
Right, okay.
The Rambam not saying it's not.
Okay.
It's not like that.
Yes, but this is the truth. There's a lot of background, but this is the bottom line halakh. This is what's accepted.
Bottom line halakh, okay.
Ladies don't have to count. And there's really two minhagim where the ladies do count.
Because
some say that it's no different than any other mitzvah of Shas Man Groma, where even though they're not obliged, but many times they still do it.
Yeah.
And others say that, no, since it's easy to forget, and they're not going to come to shul, so they won't remember, and so on and so forth, it's better that they shouldn't get into it in the first place.
Okay.
So that's the two story. Coming back to the first question, basically the mitzvah is to count for pe. Now, Puskin discussed that there might be other mechanisms which halakhically are as acceptable as counting for pe. Like, for example, ksiva, writing. They discuss whether we find in areas of halakha that writing has the same halakhic validity as speaking, ksiva kadibur or not. But without employing any of those mechanisms, you wouldn't. Just knowledge or awareness is not enough. You have to actually count.
Yes,
so we have to find some mechanism which is as good as speaking. If this is very important.
It should be mine.
Yeah.
It's very interesting because if you take it far enough to say if you do a slider, you slide things across onto the new day.
Right.
And then you can't go say rough anymore because you've already done it.
Right, yeah, you take it to its furthest degree. Yeah. But I don't think anybody's going to say that that's called counting. I think that's taking it a bit too far. Because it's not even writing. Like, writing is a question of maybe writing is like Dibur. But if you just sort of uncover something that's already written there, it's not even writing, it's just.
But if you can imagine, before the first day, you go into the cabin and you pick up a number 13 and you put 30 on a.
Okay, true. But the whole thing is still not called writing. I'm saying, let's say, just in other words, chapters.
But the master concept of counting, it's not writing, but the master concept of counting.
Yeah, but we need counting prepare. So, prepare, or maybe something that equates with pay. But I'll tell you what, here's an interesting question in the Indian. Let's say somebody writes a letter. Very rough, fine, old fashioned thing to do, but let's say somebody writes a letter. And his way when he writes the letter, he writes the date at the top. And he's a Jewish halakha minded person, so when he writes the date, he writes such and such of the Oyneh. So if he does that prior to counting of Sphirus Oyneh,
he does.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not giving any final ruling on that. I'm just pointing out the room for discussion.
If he needs to beg for faith in Mark, then that's what we have.
Yeah, but the discussion is that we do find sometimes Stephen sometimes has the Allah taking of it. Okay, then let's come back to our topic, the counting more personally, the personal counting. So we brought the Mogra Rom, it's Madaik from the Rashba, that even Shemer Ha'olim is not good. You have to literally count yourself. But others disagree. And they say that this drosha of Chazal that needs to be a sphere of the Kol Echad.
I thought you said the
Rashba
said.
Yeah.
That's all the counting yourself
you
has to do with the
Rashba.
The
Rashba, yes.
Comes out.
No, no. What I wrote,
quoted
the Rashba, that's it. Yeah. Now we're going to see somebody who says different. But the Prikhodosh and other Pesim, they say not like that. And they say that this drasha of Chazal, Shetei Sira, the whole effort there, it simply teaches us the contrast, say, to the mitzvah of counting the yodel, where the obligation lies simply on the basis. This drasha teaches us that the obligation lies on every single person. That's all it teaches us. The obligation lies on every single person. Fine. So I have my private obligation. Now I want to fulfill my obligation. Fine. I'll fulfill my obligation. I don't judge me. What do you mean? It just doesn't help me. This big finish that we can't use the regular halakhic mechanism of Shemir Koi. It just tells me that I have a private obligation, not like Yoimul, for example.
There's a lot of weight
on it. Yeah, according to them. There's no problem, you can be moist to somebody.
It's like you can brag on bread.
Exactly, yeah, no difference to any other.
Why should it be different?
You've got quite a strong title. So that drosha is not coming to tell you that. It's like sort of taking the drosha too far.
Yes, but that would be a difference.
Yeah, that would be a difference.
Somebody came up to me and said, can you invest in energy? Can you help me eventually
see a rubber,
please?
Oh, so let's just clarify now the bottom line. So the bracha, you can certainly be waiting for somebody else. That is no question. And in fact, that's the answer for many situations where you can't carry on with the bracha, or you're not sure, or whatever. You can ask somebody else to be most you in the bracha. The bracha is no question, because the bracha is not the actual mitzvah itself. That's where the discussion applies. The bracha you can certainly
do. Because, let's say, you've got to be in the house, you can take it in the house. But does that mean that you've also got to find somebody else who's going to say a bracha somewhere? Maybe in the evening? But the next day, catch that bracha on the previous day? I mean,
okay, what's the situation?
You may have forgotten it before. She right. Said you're in the bracha.
Okay.
So that sounds like you don't need a bracha. It's okay.
During the day you can't without a bracha, and then the night you can carry on with the bracha.
Yeah, that's part of it. The way you spoke, it sounded like you want to try and get the bracha somehow as well.
No, let's take a different situation. Let's take somebody who forgot one day. Yeah? So the basic halacha is that then he can't carry on counting with a bracha, and he carries on counting without a bracha.
Yeah.
Right. Now, it's not ideal to perform mitzvahs without a bracha. But this gentleman, because of Achloikas Hapoiskim, he can't carry on counting with the bracha. Because some say that you've lost the mitzvah now. But some say you have. Some say you need to carry on. That's why you carry on without a bracha.
You have to go,
but it's definitely highly recommended. If you're davening in shul and there's somebody standing next to you, and why not? Definitely highly recommended to ask the gentleman next to you to just be with me with the bracha.
Isn't it?
He's standing next to the same person in shul. I think that's absolutely true. But it's definitely recommended.
Right now, maybe it's not the time. I lost all Shvachim.
Why?
Because when I'm asked to do Bracha, the ultimate is Bracha.
Yes.
I can do Bracha myself. It's number one.
They're asking very good questions.
Right now they said, you should not do Bracha. If you should not do Bracha, that means my Bracha will be extra. And you may even break something which you don't
like. Bracha of Atos.
Right now, I will go through the back door. And
yes, exactly.
When you look at me, it's not your
bracha
at all. It's my
bracha. No, it's not your bracha. It is the bracha of the one who hears it as well. But the concern of bracha levatola, there isn't. It's not called the bracha levatola. When you hear a bracha from somebody else and you don't say it with your own mouth, There's no concern of Brahman about Tom.
Yeah.
There's any situation, it's not a good thing to know. Any situation of some doubt about a Brahman, where you're not sure if you can say it or should say it or whatever, if you can get somebody else to be more to you, well, back door.
But that is effort when I'm eating effort.
Well, only if he calls for eating an apple, yeah?
Okay.
If that person is eating an apple, then he can make a rock on an apple and be more to you.
What's in me?
Yeah, if he's eating an apple. If he's eating an apple, and you also want to eat an apple, but let's say you ate before that something else, you can't remember what you made a brahma, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So then you can ask him to be much to you. But only provided he's also eating an apple.
But can you say that because of the fact that if he comes stopping, whether you should continue with it?
For sure.
With a brahma or not?
If it would be if it would be absolutely clear that there's no more mitzvah, there would be no more mitzvah. I mean, it was, but there's no point. But over here, it's not absolutely clear. Exactly the same. Because the background is that the Machlokes are basically, you've got one day, can you carry on or not? Are you still obliged to carry on? Let's say.
And then,
yeah.
There's some shaker opinion that after I miss it, I should not care at all because you just broke all process. Then, for me, it will be Bracha Lovato.
Yeah, according to that sitter, it will be Bracha Lovato.
I will tell you, say Bracha Lovato, if you have me in mind. Because again, you cannot separate my Bracha from me. Somehow, you give me Bracha.
Yeah, but
he hasn't got a brothel of Atala because he needs to make the brothel anyway.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
But he's definitely not got a brothel of Atala.
I learn about Yotze, Bracha Yotze, then actually, even with some short one Bracha, it's not a Bracha. The Bracha for you, Bracha for me, it's your only one Baruch. But it's several Brachas. When I say bracha and bread for my guest, it's not one bracha.
Okay.
It's all. There's 10 brachas for that, because a person has to have bracha before eating bread. Period.
But bracha levatala only comes by actually pronouncing the name of Hashem. In vain. To develop the actual gather and understanding of Shemei Koine further based on that question.
Okay, let's go.
So now let's contrast with another mitzvah in the Torah of Sphira. We've looked at two mitzvahs. There's the bracha of, there's the counting of the oimer, the counting of yoim. Now there's another counting. There's another counting, the Torah talks about two types of people who are tome, a zov, a male has a certain tumor called zov, and a zova, a female has a tumor of zova. And the Torah tells us that they count seven clean days, 7 days when they have no tumah, and then they become Torah by going to a mikvah. And the Torah there too uses the words count. Sofra lo, she should count for herself, and sofra lo, he should count for himself. Said the Rambam that there's a difference between these two mitzvahs. He actually, his comment is on the pasuk of Sfiras HaOmer, and he says that over here, regarding Sfiras HaOmer, the mitzvah is Shiyim Nebepim, the Yazkir Cheshvoinoi, Kashi Kibra Rabbi Seinu. Over here, in Sfiras HaOmer, the mitzvah is to count verbally. But the aim came, the Sofar Loi, the Zod. When we talk about the Tumah, Zod and Zod, over there is no mitzvah to count verbally. Sharei Im Rotsu Umdin B'Tumasam. If these people want, in fact, says the Rambam, it isn't really a mitzvah as such for them to become Torah altogether.
Yeah.
Like all Tumas, theoretically, if you want, you can remain Tumi.
There's mitzvah to know how many days, but not how.
Right. Elo, Shalom Yishkahu. Over there, there's no longer mitzvah to count Bichal. It simply means to have an awareness of how many days have passed, not to forget what's going on, have an awareness that the days are passing, and wait till the end of a period of seven. That's all it means. That the Sefer HaChinuch says the same thing, that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer and the mitzvah of Yovel is a mitzvah to actually count, whereas Zov and Zova is a mitzvah simply to have an awareness of the passing of the day. There's no mitzvah to count, not verbally, not even mentally, just to be aware that 7 days have passed. Asli Sefer HaChinuch. Where do we get this from? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, well, there's
what?
Nothing called the Torah Shebaal Peh.
So what question on what? About Yovel or about
Nid? The question is about the distinction. From where is there any indication in the Pesukim? I mean, the Pesukim use the exact same words, the same term, can't. The Sefer Allah, the Sefer Lachem.
I think how Count Omar related to Yovel by a very, very simple way, because it can't be mixed. And it's exactly the same
count. Over there we count 7 weeks, and there seven years.
Right. This is.
But you can see there's definitely a deep connection between them, yeah. So beyond today's year, but yeah. Okay. As said, the Sefer HaChinuch, a simple historic that we all know, that the bottom line is the Pirush of the Torah Shebichtav is connected, is always based in the Torah Shebaal Peh. This is the Torah Shebaal Peh, this is what we will recover from Sinai, that this sphere means this, that sphere means that, and that's the end of the story.
No, that is always
Right. Or is it easy to get out?
Yes.
That's the first part there. There's nothing good.
No answer.
However, it does not seem to be so 100% accepted. There is a Tosfos in Ksuvos who asks the question. The Tosfos, I don't understand. Ask Tosfos, why is it that on Tosfos Vayber there's a bracha? Yeah, Tosfos don't make a bracha, yeah? Shechon says, it's not on spirit side. Why on spirit side then there's a bracha? Says Tosfos, but on the counting of a zara, when a lady counts the days, there's no bracha. Asks Tosfos. Answers Tosfos. That they didn't institute a bracha because it is possible that you might have another year of tumma. And then to start again. So Chazal didn't institute a bracha on such a thing. It could sort of turn out that your bracha of prayer was a bracha of atola, and it's not even biyotcha, it's not up to you, it's just something that happens. So since it's possible to have another year, to be toiser, and to have to start again, so they didn't institute a bracha. Now if we pay close attention to what Tosfos is saying, it seems the Tosfos got some discussion about a bracha. A bracha. In other words, what? It was pushed to Tosfos that you have to count. Tosfos just asked. Why didn't they introduce a bracha on this counting? Those answers, some sort of Chazal which had to do, it seems, with the technicalities of bracha and batala. They didn't introduce a bracha because you might end up having to start again, so it would be the batala, so fine.
This is a simple question.
Yes.
Hashem said that you will be tahor in the 7 days.
Yeah.
If I need to be tahor in 7 days, there's no way for me not count by one way or another.
What do you mean? So you have this?
Then is it? No. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Is it? After 7 days, this will happen.
Right.
Then the people ask you, know how many days left? You can't live without counting by one another way. You need to count. But you can't live
with one another. You have to count. You don't
have any days. If Hashem gives you time frame, without counting, you can fulfill this. Period.
Yeah, you don't have to count.
No, there's a different way. Different way.
Difficult counting.
No, that's not a different way. But you need to count. You need to count 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Okay, you're not staying. You're not saying bra. You're putting peanuts here. Whatever you're doing. Gel, they cross days, but you can't.
Okay.
So what question?
I think the first one sounds a little more than that.
Yes.
The first one sounds that you have to actually count. Okay, so maybe it's much like between Tosfos and the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch. The bottom line, halacha, as far as counting of Nidah and Zobah is concerned, that the minhag of all Am Yisrael is not to count. But nevertheless, the Shloah, I think Shloah HaKodesh, the great early tzaddikin, he told his wife that she should count every single day, hayoyim, yoyim, this, hayoyim, yoyim, that, and so on and so forth.
But it's clear why he said, I also don't say my wife counts.
Oh yeah?
Why? For one simple reason. Because very important not to miss.
Okay, yeah. just to
tell me to call that. He would like to call me and say, call that of the day. I need to say it, and I don't forget it.
It's a practice.
It is not a jerky method, especially
when you're in an analogy, because it says that she's in attendance, so you miss one altogether, you miss two altogether, and that's not good. Just keep counting, not for profit, but count.
Yeah. Okay. So then we go over into the philosophy of why we count in every day, separate means, the one means that there's a lot of.
Yeah, okay, there's a lot to discuss.
A lot.
Suicide is a big topic.
And what's happened during the Sphere of Summer all together. I think after this discussion we understood it even laughable to compare it with Nida or...
Yeah, okay, yes, could be. Understandable the detachment of the Mitzvah.
Yeah, okay. Beautiful.
Okay,